1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Shutdown averted for now.
The bill is passed.
He's talking about the bill to fund the federal government, passed in the House, followed by passage in the Senate.
The government will remain open.
And then signed into law. House conservatives had demanded deep spending cuts, no funding for disaster relief, no funding for Ukraine, more funding for border security. In the final bill, disaster relief, yes. Border security, no. Funding for Ukraine, no, but vows to take up Ukraine funding soon. The government funding ends November 17th, setting the stage for another battle soon. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A deadly accident in central Illinois. A tanker truck carrying ammonia overturned, leaking thousands of the toxic substance into the air. Five people died in the crash and hundreds had to evacuate their homes. WBBM's Megan Hickey.
The evacuation order was lifted and residents were allowed back in their homes. The CDC says ammonia in high levels can irritate and burn the skin, mouth, throat, lungs, and eyes. Very high levels can also damage the lungs or cause death.
A terrorist attack in Turkey's capital. We get details from BBC anchor Danielle Yayovetska.
Turkey's interior minister says two people have tried to carry out a bomb attack in front of the interior ministry's police headquarters near parliament in Ankara. He said one blew himself up while police killed the other. Two officers were lightly injured.
Americans have to start repaying their federal student loans today, but there is a program to help.
This program has a lot of great perks for borrowers.
A CNET Money report says more than 40% of federal student loan borrowers aren't sure if they're eligible for an income-driven repayment program. CNET senior editor Nick Wolny.
Previously, your maximum monthly payment would be calculated based on a percentage of your discretionary income. That used to be 10%, and now it is 5%. So effectively, your student loan payment is going to be cut in half.
A recent survey by CNET found 41% of borrowers plan to cut back on leisure activities and big purchases for their home when payments resume. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Well, there was no Powerball winner again for last night's massive drawing.
Number 30. Right after that, America, we have...
So 19. The pot gets even bigger.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Well, you can be. It's now an estimated $1.04 billion. There have been 30 consecutive drawings without a big winner, but now could be your chance. The next drawing is tomorrow night. Good luck. This is CBS News.
Oprah and the Queen.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way. Helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, y'all, this is Ronte. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus.
Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 86 today under mainly clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 59 tonight. Highs level off around 85 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. High of 81 Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Wednesday, chance for scattered thunderstorms.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 59.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the second hour, the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board, and I am so excited for our next guest, who officially is a guest. He is usually a listener, frequent caller, frequent contributor to the show, and we always appreciate his input. But the backstory behind this is, you know, a couple, often there are headlines these days that look something, sound something like Wisconsin's elder care facilities face staffing financial challenges that threaten care. Senior living facilities in Wisconsin, staffing shortage is a crisis. Complaints against assisted living facilities rising as staff shortage persists. We are in this state and across the country, a crisis in elderly care and both finding something that is affordable, finding good care, and it is something that I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about because you don't want to think about it. And so in a previous issue, when we've talked about this on the show in the past, Joe called in because Joe, this is what he specializes in. Joe is of Joe McClear of McClear Law Office in Oshkosh, specializes in long-term care planning. And we wanted to have him back to talk about this issue, both as a crisis, what policy could actually change some of this, but ultimately, with regardless of what policy changes happen, what you can do to prepare for either yourself or your parents as they age amidst this crisis. So, welcome to the show as a guest, Joe.
Thank you, Kristen. Greg, nice to meet you, finally.
Hello, Joe.
So I guess let's just set the foundation of this as far as something that you work with every day. How would you describe the situation we are in currently in Wisconsin when it comes to elderly care and assisted living?
Well, you said the word crisis more than once, and I cannot emphasize that enough, that it is indeed a crisis. This, I mean, we are entering a time when the boomers are entering their retirement age, and the average age in this country is just going up. Our retired population is just going through the roof. So long-term care should be a booming industry, but at least in this state, it's not. We're having more facilities closed down than we are open up over the last 5 years. Wow. And of course, you mentioned the staffing issues, the quality of care issues. It's a real problem. And if we don't address it soon as a society, then what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years is going to be pretty dire for us all, I would say.
And so, not to, I mean, maybe to actually scare everyone, what does dire
Let's do
look
that. Yeah, scare
what
them.
Does dire look like? What, I mean, does that mean people just dying at home and not getting killed? Like, what does that look like when you say dire, that it could be worse than what it is now?
Well, let's before we jump to that extreme, let's take the more realistic possibility is that if you need long-term care or someone you care about needs long-term care, you're not going to find a facility anywhere close to you. I recall seeing a segment, I think on CBS, maybe last year, about how a wife had to put her husband into a facility that was 5 hours away. Now, that's possibly going to be coming to Wisconsin fairly soon, particularly if in the more rural areas. You're going to be looking for a facility, and there either is not going to be anyone near you, or they're going to be full, or they're going to be requiring an upfront showing of an ability to pay privately that many people are not going to be able to afford. So they'll be looking far and wide for a facility that's going to be have a bed and maybe take them on Medicaid sooner than later if they don't have the funds to pay privately. That's the immediate problem. Second of all, if somebody needs facility care, I'm not supposed to say facility. I'm told I'm supposed to say community.
Okay.
But everyone knows them as facilities. But if there aren't any nearby, then what they're going to end up doing is they're going to be taking up hospital beds, unfortunately. And they're going to be staying in hospitals, and they're going to be racking up bills through that method. Some people do have the option of staying at home, being cared for by loved ones, by adult children, but that's a lot to ask of families nowadays. For the most part, facilities are in need, and we are going to have issues with them coming up.
So I want to talk about the policy aspect of this, as far as what from our lawmakers, both in the state or federally, could be done to alleviate this problem?
Well, the easy answer is money. We don't have enough funds coming in to fund our long-term care system. How it works is about two-thirds of the population in long-term care facilities in this state are on Medicaid. Medicaid is the program that will help pay for long-term care, not Medicare. Very, very different. Very big difference. But the problem is that for folks who are on Medicaid, the amount that the facility receives from both the individual and from the state and reimbursement for Medicaid is below the cost of care. So if it costs, let's just say $7,500 a month to care for an individual in a nursing home, well, what they're going to be getting through the individual and through Medicaid is going to be somewhere along the lines of $5,000 or $5,500 a month. So the facility is not getting what it needs to take care of them. So what happens then is the private pay third mm-hmm. of the residents, they got to pay a lot more than the cost of care just so the facility can keep its lights on. So what we need to do is recognize this problem, and we need to put more funds into our Medicaid reimbursement system to bring the payment up to at least somewhat reflect the cost of care, because otherwise we're going to have short staff and we're going to have more facilities closed down.
So, and that can be changed both at the state level and the federal level, or is it separate decisions that get made as far as how this gets funded federally versus in Wisconsin?
It's a little from column A, a little from column
okay.
B. I think the most important thing that we need to focus on right now is at the state level. This is
okay.
a nationwide crisis, but obviously we can focus primarily on Wisconsin. We need to have there are more funds that are going to be, that could be available for Medicaid at the state level. We got to find them. We got to make sure that funds are shifted. Now, Medicaid is a federal program, and that's where a lot of the money comes from, but the rules can be state specific, which is why we don't have to go to our United States senators. We don't have to go to our United States Congress people. We can go to our state representatives who live in town with us and let them know, hey, here are the numbers. Here's what's going on in our state with regards to long-term care system. I'm worried about my parents. I'm worried about me coming up. What's going to happen to us in the next couple of decades? We got to address this now, because we're so top heavy right now when it comes to the age of our population that it's just going to crash the system within the next 10, 20 years.
Because And I think this is the gap, right? Because you don't need it until you don't need it, and you're healthy until you're not. And so what is the likelihood that someone will need long-term care?
Well, if we are blessed and lucky enough to reach age 65, and I say that with sincerity because I, you know, deal with a lot of cases where that's not the instance, that doesn't happen. But if we are lucky enough to reach age 65, then we have entered an age period where there is a 70% chance that we're going to need long-term care at some point in the future.
70.
Yep. Yes. 70% chance we're going to need long-term care at some point in the future. And that's just for an individual. For married couples, if you're in that age range, that means if you play the math out, there's a 91% chance that one of the spouses is going to need long-term care, and just under 50% that they're both going to need long-term care. So this idea is, well, that's something for other folks. That's something that I'm not going to have to worry about. Here's my plan. I'm never going to get sick. I'm never going to have Alzheimer's or dementia. I'm never going to have a stroke. I'm never going to have my body's never going to fail me. That's just not a plan. That's playing with fire right there. It is not a certainty, but it's pretty darn close. And if you don't plan for it, you could be setting yourself and your family up for a heap of trouble.
Because that is, it's also, you know, I love that sometimes when people talk about who's going to take care of you when you're older if you don't have kids.
Right.
But the thing is, even if you have kids, the expectation that your kids have the training to be able to take care of you when you talk about recovering from a stroke, when you talk about someone who has Alzheimer's, when you talk about the high need of care that can happen by the time that you need to be living in an assisted or a long-term care facility, the likelihood that your children have the housing that is ADA approved so that you can live in there, let alone that they can help, I would imagine is low.
It's very low. It does not work out most of the time. It causes an immense amount of family stress. I recall an instance where a mother moved in with her son and daughter-in-law. Within 6 months, daughter-in-law moved out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It really puts a strain on the household. And now that marriage worked out because eventually mother moved into a facility, daughter-in-law moves back in. But yet, both folks aren't ready for the training, aren't ready for the responsibility that involves taking care of an elderly person who needs help with getting changed, bathing themselves, using the bathroom, feeding themselves. It's an awesome responsibility. And if you're not prepared for it, and most of us are not, things are going to fall apart pretty quickly.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a break because I want to keep you through the break. We're going to talk about it in the next commercial. After the next commercial, a little bit more details as far as how much does this actually cost? How do people plan to pay for it? What protections are there? What does insurance, like long-term care insurance, actually look like? So we'll be a little less doom and gloom, a little bit more what you can do now to prepare for this.
Hopefully.
When we come back from the next break. But our guest is Joe McClear of McClear Law Office in Oshkosh. If you have any questions for him, are you willing to take some questions via text?
Please, yes.
All right, 844-967-2789. If you have any questions for the lawyer about long-term care planning, text them in, 844-96-PARTY. And we will be back right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, oh my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are talking to Joe McClear of McClear Law Office in Oshkosh, where he focuses on elderly care. And so we are talking about long-term planning and the fact that the staggering stat that you gave that anyone who lives past 65, there is a 70% chance that they will end up needing some kind of long-term assisted living care is a wild stat that I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about because, and they don't necessarily save for, because what, in your experience of working with people in with long-term care planning, what do they need to be beyond retirement to live off of? What is the expected annual cost of being able to live in long-term care?
It's not great. Okay. First of all, can you hear me?
We can.
Now that we're
you.
Doing on the,
yes,
okay, wonderful. So right now it depends on where you live in the state. It can vary a little bit, but if we're just talking, say, an assisted living facility, which is what most people consider would be moving into, you're still looking at somewhere in the range of $5,000 to $6,000 a month. If you're talking a nursing home, which is more extreme when you really need a lot of help around the clock care, it's more along the lines of $9,000 to $10,000 a month. Now, in your area, in the Milwaukee area, it's actually more along the lines of $12,000 a month for a nursing home. Now, that's just right now. I would love to say that these costs have plateaued, but obviously they have not. There is a really neat website that Genworth puts out where you can look at not only the costs around the country right now, but you can project into the future. So, Greg, may I pick on you?
What's stopping you from before?
Oh, Greg, you're more than lovely. Trust me. Thank you.
Marry me. Go on.
Now, Greg, can I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 45.
45. Okay. So now the average age of when folks go into a facility, assisted living or nursing home, is usually between 75 and 84. So let's just, we always hope for the best, but let's plan for everything. Let's just say at 75, you're going to be going into a long-term care facility.
Okay.
Now, you say it's a nursing home. Can you guess what the monthly cost is going to be for you?
Well, I mean, in a 30 years from now, my
30
guess
years
is
from now,
probably going to be $25,000 to $30,000 a month.
Ding, ding, ding. $25,000 a month. at a nursing home. And that's a statewide number. Good job, by the way. We'll send you home with a prize packet.
A McClear magnet for my fridge.
McClear merch.
Yeah. I got a lot of swag I could send to you. All right. So, yeah, it's the prices are the costs are astronomical. They're bad now. They're just going to get worse. So what people need is an ability to pay. But, you know, I talked about Medicaid. Well, here's the deal. Medicaid, because it does not pay the full cost of care, most facilities, the vast majority of facilities, will stop you at the door and say, hey, show us you can pay privately for a period of, you know, so it could be 6 months at the bottom end, could be 3 years on the high end. And they're not doing that to be greedy because they want those private funds. They're doing that because that's the only way they can keep the lights on, keep the doors open. So right now, ideally, and this is ideal, okay? Don't feel bad if this is not going to happen to you. I always tell folks that ideally, when it comes to long-term care, each individual will have somewhere between $200,000 to $250,000 right now to set aside for long-term care costs. Because one, that's going to open more doors for you in terms of what facilities you want to go to. You want to go to the nicer facility. You want to go to the more local facility. The more funds you have available to you to go in there and say, look, I can pay privately for a year or two, then that's going to be more helpful for you in the long run. For most people, that's going to be their retirement accounts, their IRAs, their 401ks, their 403bs and the like. You have saved up for their retirement. If you have still some at the end when you need to get into a facility, well, there's not much we can do in terms of protecting that. So you have to look at that as a way of saying, all right, hey, nice facility in town. Look, I can pay privately for 2 years. Let me in. You're going to be in a much better position otherwise. But even if you don't have that ability, fret not. There are other options for you. If you are a veteran, or a surviving spouse of a veteran, there could be additional income sources for you from the VA to help pay for more, to help pay for long-term care costs. There's something called the aid in attendance benefit, which for wartime veterans or their surviving spouse could be anywhere from $1,500 a month to over $3,000 a month of additional income to help get you into a nicer facility. But other than that, you got to be prepared. Ideally, you have a good insurance policy. Long-term care insurance is its own product. They're really looking for people in that 45 to 55 range. People who are not going to need it for several decades. Mm-hmm. But even if you have passed that, you're in your 60s or even closer to 70s, you always could be options for you when it comes down to policies. There's your traditional policies, which works like healthcare policies where you use it or you lose it. But there are other types of policies that are more palatable where you can put a bunch of money into it. But if you don't actually need the long-term care, it can come back to your family. You get your premiums back or come back in the form of life insurance. A lot to cover. And I see we only got a couple of minutes left. I mean, this would be its whole hour long.
Well, we'll just have to have you back.
Exactly.
Jane and Greg will have you back when I'm on maternity leave.
Because I for real
with childcare.
I for real have questions on planning because, you know, my mom has pretty planned to the hilt. She's got a... She's doing everything. She's got her long-term care plan. She's got her estate plan. And I want to start thinking about that now versus later.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to contact you separately.
There you go. You got a new, you potentially, and I think my parents are also going to contact you. So we're just getting Joe business out here on As Goes Wisconsin. But Joe, thank you so much. We love that you are such a loyal listener and all the contributions you make as a listener. We love having you on as a guest. And this is so interesting. And also so important. So we will definitely have you back to dive more deeply into all of this when it comes to long-term planning. Joe McClear of McClear Law Office. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Love the show. Take care.
All right. Goodbye. We're going to be talking to Tom Still from Wisconsin Technology Council when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 86 today under mainly clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 59 tonight. Highs level off around 85 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. High of 81 Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Wednesday, chance for scattered thunderstorms.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 59.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, and we got Greg Bach on the board. Jane, what's coming up later today?
If you are a Brewers fan, you can listen to the game live today. Brewers at Cardinals. The game is at 12:15. You can listen live at WRJN. WRCE and WISS in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. Brewers, how are we doing right now, Greg? Give us an update.
We're doing great. We're about seven games ahead. We crushed them last night. It was really, really fun to witness on my phone.
On your phone?
On my phone. Nice. Watching updates because I won't pay for Bally's.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's wrap up with one more text on our topic at the beginning of the hour of workforce development. What actually will move the needle? What do you think? And we have John from the Falls.
John from the Falls checking in. Good morning, everyone. Personally, I would try to strengthen the childcare sector and make it more affordable so that more people can actually accept jobs outside of the home. If CJ really believes tax cuts will help bring more people to the state to work, let's give it a try. Remove all state taxes on the first $40,000 that every person in the state earns and see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But that technically would be a tax cut for everyone.
It would, yes.
Instead of $40,000.
Instead of just the really, 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 really rich people.
Well, technically before it was a tax cut for everyone, it was just a very small percentage.
Yeah. To the non-rich people.
Yes. So I wanted to move on because I don't think we can talk about this enough as far as when we try to talk about small D democratic solutions to bipartisanship, to mitigating how polarized we are and how we are in this place where so often we're talking about holding our nose and voting for the person we like the least. The least worst person.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning after my labor dream and it was like 5:45. And I did the thing that you shouldn't do, which is check your phone immediately and start scrolling. And who else did I see but Mr. Jay Weber from Right Wing Talk Radio. And I got this breaking news from him. And he said, ranked choice voting is awful. It's an awful, confusing mess that voters don't really understand and delays results for days. So much is done behind the scenes that it leaves openings for fraud. It's an effing awful idea, and other lawmakers should snuff this out quickly. And this is in response to an article yesterday, or news yesterday, that a bipartisan bill has a renewed effort to introduce ranked choice voting in congressional elections. And we've talked about Final Five voting on this program before. This is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced now, I think, multiple times. And as of yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Madison did revive that effort. And this is specifically with congressional primaries or federal primaries. So for Congress and for Senate, which we would have one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know if this would actually get passed by next year.
Seems unlikely.
But I am a fan. So I am not on Jay Weber's side of this, shockingly.
What?
And I would love to hear from you. I have a little bit of a game of how I would like to explain Final Five voting using Wisconsin's favorite foods.
That's a great idea.
But I would also think, do you think it's confusing? Is Final Five voting in the way that what you know about it, is it confusing? Is it too confusing for us to
grasp?
Even think that we could ever consider this as a different model? Because, you know, the model we're doing right now just works so well and where everyone's so happy with the results that we're getting.
Oh, yes.
But give us a text. I think I have a lot to get through, so I'm not sure we're going to take calls. But shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you feel like Final Five voting is too complicated? Or is it something that you think that we should work towards? And so just briefly, how this works is it's an open primary. So right now, if you think about it, how we do our primary system, there's a Democratic primary and there's a Republican primary. And the person from each party who gets the most votes in the primary is the one who then is on the general ballot in the fall. And there's one from each party. And then there's independent or third party people who can sometimes get on the ballot. And this new scenario, everyone, no matter their party, would be on the same ballot in the primary.
So Democrats, Republicans, independents.
Everyone. And there isn't just the top Democrat and just the top Republican. So the way I think about this is, let's say we were having a vote of Wisconsin's favorite food.
All right.
So there's 11 different people running. There's 11 different products that are food products that are running to be Wisconsin's favorite food. And they're not separated by, you know, meat versus dairy versus drink. It is just food. Everyone is together.
Everyone is the food.
Everyone is the food. So we got Brandy Old Fashioned is running.
This That's a t-shirt.
This is an order of, this is an alphabetical order of what I chose.
Okay.
You can judge me on which Wisconsin foods I chose as the top 11. There's Brandy Old Fashioned's running. Brats are running. Cannibal Sandwiches are running. They're the underdog. Cheese curds are running. Colby cheese, because everyone's always trying to say that Colby cheese should be Wisconsin's cheese, and then it immediately gets pushed back. We got cream puffs, Culver's Butter Burgers, custard, general custard, because there's debate over which custard is the best.
Yeah, don't go there.
Fish fry, Kringle, Miller High Life. Spotted Cow decided not to run, so it's just Miller High Life.
Wow.
So this is the open primary. Everyone who votes gets to vote for one.
Only one of
you
the 11
foods. You
only get
to one. We're not ranking yet.
Okay.
So if you were to vote, Greg.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite? To get out of the primary of those 11, who would you vote for?
Because it was the one that I can remember quickest, I'm going to go with Old Fashioned.
Okay, Old Fashioned.
I select a Colby cheese, and I just want to say Cannibal Sandwich needs a better PR team because they got a tough fight.
So that's as simple as it would be in the primary selection. You would go in, you would vote for, it's an open primary, everyone's on there. You vote for your favorite. And then of those, the top five go on to the general.
The top five foods.
So it could be five desserts. It could be five drinks. We don't have five drinks, but it's not by party or, in this example, food type.
Okay.
So in this next example, so let's say, sorry for both of you, your favorites did not get through.
Bummer.
So this is rigged.
So the five that made it to the general are the Brandy Old Fashioned. Oh, so you used it to get through. Brandy Old Fashioned, brats.
Okay.
Cheese curds.
Okay.
Fish fry, Miller High Life. So now, if we're voting, say it's November, we're voting in the general. Now, when you go in, you're not just voting for one. You're ranking those top five.
I have to put them in order of my favorites. Yeah.
So in this order, Jane, Brandy Old Fashioned, brats, cheese curds, fish fry, Miller High Life. 1 through 5.
I will go Brandy Old Fashioned.
Okay.
Cheese curds, fish fry. What am I missing?
Brats and Miller High Life. Yeah, because you don't drink beer. And so I'm going to copy and paste this so I can remember your answers as well, Greg. What rank yours?
Fish fry, brats, cheese curds. What was... And the next one, and Miller High Life. So
Miller High Life's last.
Yeah.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Brandy Old Fashioned. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's your vote. Instead of voting for one, you rank five. And this way you know that your vote counts, because even if you're top, so like for fish fry for you, if they don't win,
yeah,
then your vote will get counted as far as your second preference.
Oh.
So what happens is, so let's say the votes come in and for easy math, only 100 people voted. Brandy Old Fashioned got 5 votes. Brats got 20 votes. Cheese curds got 25 votes. Fish fry got 35 votes.
Ooh.
Miller High Life got 15. So in that scenario right now, no one has 50. No product has 50. Had any of those products had 50, like 50% or 50 votes, since there's only 100 votes, gotten just straight out that many people were like, this is our number one preference. Boom, we have a winner. We have no reallocation of votes.
All right.
Instead, since the top earner so far is first preference only has 35, we take the bottom, which is Brandy Old Fashioned, which only got 5 votes, and we take those 5 votes and we look at who their second preference was, and we give those, we redistribute those. So now, because Brandy Old Fashioned had 1 vote for brats, 2 votes for cheese curds, 1 vote for fish fry, 1 vote for Miller High Life, now everyone's total goes up of the 4 that are remaining. And we keep doing that. So in the next round, Miller High Life, no one still has 50. So the top fish fry now has 36 because they got 1 of Brandy Old Fashioned's votes. So now Miller High Life, lowest one. Their 16 votes get reallocated. And they look at their second preference. And so we keep going until we get 50. And so basically what happens is, people run campaigns instead of just pointing their finger and saying how bad that guy is, they want to run a more positive campaign, because if they're not going to be your first favorite, they at least want to be your second favorite.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
How was that? Without that was... the visuals, with just the verb, just words trying to explain it with food, how'd I do?
I think that was really great.
I enjoyed that lesson completely, but you know what? No, I'm serious. I like that. But here's the thing is, I understand why this confuses Jay Weber.
Oh. Yow. Meow.
I see you on Twitter X.
And so, yeah. So no one, you know, I think this is, the advantages of this, I think, are it cleans up our politics. It gets people's vote that it actually counts. It makes people accountable to the actual person who is the most popular ends up winning, versus in the system that we have now, you don't even need 50%. If there's three candidates, you don't need 50%.
Yeah.
What I do think is complicated, what complicates it right now in the way that this bill, I think, is being proposed, is that it would only be for federal seats. And so you're giving the opportunity to, for the clerks, they now have two election systems to run. So I feel, for me, I feel like if we're going to do this, it has to be all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Because it's already, our clerks are so overworked already and under-resourced that to have different voting machines, a different voting tabulation process, and not give them any more resources to actually do both, especially if you think about if we were, say we were magically going to be able to do this next year, mm-hmm. that means, you know, what we would do in the primary in August for all eight congressional seats and both primaries for, or a primary for a Senate seat would be different than all of the state legislative seats that will be up. And then same thing for the general, it'd be two different voting systems.
Yeah, so like, that's a mess.
That to me, and other states have done it. Maine has done this. Alaska has done this. This was notorious last year when that's how Sarah Palin did not get a congressional seat.
She couldn't believe it.
But I don't know. I'm going to pause there with a couple minutes that we have and see if we have any, did we get any text or if we get any feedback on whether or not I did this well.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 541, instead of ranked choice voting, would Mr. Weber be on board with majority winner 50% plus one and runoff elections?
Oh, we'd have to ask him.
And then from the 608, final 4-5 voting is great. It stops us from being held hostage by the small fraction of a fraction that vote in August primaries. Decide elections in November with wider audiences, and let's have candidates that enough people are satisfied with. People can figure it out and will probably find it interesting. Again, that's the food explanation you gave, I think, is the clearest explanation that people can wrap their head around.
So I should make a video about it?
I think you should.
Is that a maternity leave
project? Yes, right. Absolutely.
Greg, will you help me write some more jokes to go into it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about this because I do think, I mean, I don't know how much legs this has because, like I said, I do think it's complicated to have two different systems running, but I don't think Final Five voting is complicated. So I reject the premise
that
Jay Weber says it's too confusing for voters. Like, voters are smarter than you give them credit for.
414, real quickly. Good morning. I don't like it because Republicans would never win.
There you go. All right. When we come back, listen to the sound for breaking glass because we're going to do it right now, actually. Breaking glass.
There it
Call
is.
Call now if you want to win $100 and be prepared to tell us what you're going to spend your $100 on. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't get enough, but enough ain't the test. Transmission and your live wire. We got your fuel line and a handful of rules you want.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Fry, along with Jane Matnair and Greg Bach. And listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. Glass breaking. All right. Well, we have two callers in line, so there's still time for you to call 844-967-2789. This is when I have voluntarily given myself the very, very difficult job of asking you, how would you spend $100? And then we hear the first three callers, and then I have to make the choice, which it's has tough. Been tough. The it's last tough 2 job. Weeks we've done this has been very hard. But now I have Jane as a co-host, so I'm going to help. You have to help me.
Okay.
And Greg, you can help too if you want, but...
Gee, thanks.
It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that kind of responsibility? I still feel guilt.
Me judging people and their decisions? Of course I love it.
All right. Well, call in. We still need one more caller, but we have two on the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's start with Tom from Grafton. Tom from Grafton, how would you spend $100 if he gave it to you today?
Well, my brother has a 9/11 birthday, and he's always said that since the tragedy of 9/11, you know, 20 some years ago, that it's ruined his birthday. So I'm making a point of taking him out actually this evening for a little birthday gathering, and I'm going to take him to a decent restaurant. And so I would put the money towards that.
Nice.
And I have a nice gift for him too. That's the truth.
Do you have is it in Grafton, or what would be the restaurant of your choice?
It'll be on the south side of Milwaukee, the suburbs.
Okay, nice. You want to give him you want to give him a shout out as one of your favorite restaurants? It's okay if you don't.
The Packing House is very nice on Layton. Very, very good steak.
There you go.
That is a good steak place, Tom. Definitely.
There you go. Yeah. See, people recognize that.
Oh
one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Hang on, Tom. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up because we'll come back to the person that we choose to get your information. All right, then we have Scott from Chicago. Scott from Chicago, how would you spend $100?
Morning.
Good morning.
I would actually give it
to a friend of mine. She is a human trafficking survivor, and for the last 3 years for Thanksgiving, she has made Thanksgiving dinners for people in the community. Last year, she made, I think, upwards of 300 meals, and she was in the process of making food for about 2 weeks, and so I'd love to just give her that $100 to help go towards making those meals.
Wow.
Does she have a program or like something that we can plug as far as a website that where she people can find and contribute to her unbelievable generosity?
I don't think in that way, but she does have a business, Hero Bands, where she like makes wristbands for people who are encouraging, also employs human trafficking survivors, as well as making bands to encourage children that have been extracted from trafficking. Well, HeroBands.com.
HeroBands.com. Okay, I'll put that in the show notes today. Your friend sounds awesome. That is a great, that's a great way to spend $100.
Yeah.
Stay in the line. Don't hang up. And then do we have one more?
No, I think the minute the guy, Scott, somebody said the third caller dropped off.
I'm sorry, but Scott's going to, that's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's a tough one to beat. And we don't have another caller, so I think we're going to give it, to Scott because yes. Thanksgiving is coming up. Tom, I also totally appreciate that you want to take your brother out.
For a nice dinner. That's lovely.
This is so hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
I've been so impressed with people's generosity as far as how they want to spend, you know, how they would spend
$100.
Yeah. It's great to hear. It's hard to choose.
Yeah. No. I agree. I think everyone I've heard so far has always been like, I'm going to give it to someone else.
I know.
Or to an organization. It's not, someone did text shoes.
I understand that sentiment. Yeah. I understand that sentiment, yeah, but yeah. No.
So all Scott, right. Stay on the line.
Scott,
I'm going to talk
to
you.
Tom, thank you so much for calling.
Have a lovely dinner.
And still take out your brother because that is lovely and he deserves to enjoy his birthday.
For sure.
But this also, just a reminder, this comes as the Auto Glass Now, which offers faster, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today.
Stop
Such
in.
Generous. We still have two more. You have to do this next week.
I know.
Are you going to keep the same question?
It's so hard. It's so hard. It is. Nobody wants to play judge, you know, and jury, except
well,
for Greg.
It sounds like Greg
except
does.
I do. But even when Scott called, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah that's okay. All right.
We're doing this for two more weeks.
Yep. And again, this is all because of their generosity.
This is all because of Auto Glass Now. And I asked, I was like, is this not a, it's not a gift card
nope.
for to use services from Auto Glass Now? It's just $100.
I wonder if maybe they ask themselves the question, like it's almost like an experiment to say, we want to give these away. We want to know what people are. Well, that was your idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they the idea that so far everyone has been generous with it. No one has said even if you said I'm going to pay for my child's what's and whatever. It's still a generosity. No one's saying, I'm going out in the town and having drinks for everyone.
I think that says something about our listeners, though, which I take pride in.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. It is very reflective.
And refreshing.
Yes.
And I was trying to think of another R-E word and I couldn't think of it. We'll blame the baby.
Refracting.
I'll end on this story. So it was National Voter Registration Day this week. And I made a couple TikToks about it that very much flopped as far as what video compared to videos sometimes I post. This one was, no one was very interested. So I'm a little jealous. For a lot of reasons most of the time, but today, while I had I think 500 people saw my video, thinking, oh, go register. Taylor Swift.
Oh, dear.
Is responsible for 35,000 new registered voters.
Wow.
And a Taylor Swift Instagram post drove record-breaking web traffic to vote.org this week and helped the site register more than 35,000 new voters. And it's just another example of her influence,
yes.
to say the least,
yes.
on American life between the economy and now the voter base. So I will say I'm a little jealous of that that influence. And I'm like a little sad. I don't think I inspired as many people to register to vote this week. But thank you, Taylor, because that's pretty cool.
Hey, 500, at least people, 500 people saw it. Maybe all of them registered.
There you go.
Don't check their registration.
Let's look at the bright side.
That is
Don't
not...
Don't compare yourself to the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, no. That you're setting yourself up for a bad day.
All right. Well, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for a public service announcement. If you have any health questions, text them in now. Call them in now, 844-967-2789. And then after that, at 11:30, we will talk to Paul Noonan for some sports. Stay tuned. We got a lot left. This is Ask Us Wisconsin. Nothing is better than you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.